There are growing calls for alternatives to hotel quarantine in our cities. Amy Remikas from The Guardian joins us now. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
Peter Malinauskas wants the Commonwealth to look at alternatives to housing people in capital cities hotel to mitigate the risks. He's concerned about the location. He's also concerned about the staffing. Is the federal government considering any change to this?
I don't think the federal government is considering much change to this, and that's because their overarching concern is they have to get stranded Australians home. That's becoming a really pressing issue. You know, we heard that they were meant to come home by Christmas. There is no way that that is happening. But I think, and I hate to contradict a fellow Lithuanian there, but I think we almost touched on the actual issue, which is insecure work and the fact that we have security guards and cleaning staff having to do multiple jobs in order to make a living. Now, we've seen some attempt to address that in Victoria with paid sick leave for people with casual work, and that immediately shut down by the federal government. I don't think we live in that world anymore. I think we actually need to start addressing the systemic issues that the COVID pandemic has highlighted.
And Amy, Andrew Hastie, he's a increasingly significant Liberal MP. He's also a former SAS troop commander, and he's written today in The Australian of his personal shame over the alleged war crimes committed in Afghanistan. He said, quote, many people want to know how did this happen? And he says, we've forgotten basic truths about human nature that previous generations of Australians better understood. We live in a bent world and we carry man's smudge. People do bad things. He's urging in this piece greater parliamentary oversight of the military. What does he have in mind? And do you think the Brereton Report will force some kind of change within our politicians' relationships with the Australian Defence Forces?
I think it has to, and I think we're seeing some indications from that with, you know, just how strong the response has been so far in releasing it. And I'm not sure that was so much led by the federal government as it actually was led by the Defence Force, and that probably needs to switch up a little bit. I think the point that Andrew Hastie made in that op-ed about needing parliamentary oversight is a good one. And I think when he was talking about how the parliamentary committees are all very well-intentioned, but they don't actually know what questions to ask. Mm. And we need to actually start asking questions of what is being done in our name. Now, I understand that this is a very difficult time for the Defence Force. We all have friends and family who have served or are connected in some way. But we can't just go, well, you know, it's a few bad apples. What these allegations are horrendous. They have been done in Australia's name, and we need to start addressing that. So whether that comes from a parliamentary committee actually starting, what are you guys doing over there? What is happening?
Well, perhaps starting with questioning about, I mean, one of the at the centre of these allegations, and they are allegations, is that, you know, it was the repeat rotations, some of them serving, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tours of SAS to Afghanistan. And you need to question about how that was allowed to happen. Was that the recommendation of the Defence Forces? Were the politicians influential in that decision? How did that work? Seems to be central. Just finally, the Prime Minister has tried to reset the relationship with China. He told a British think tank overnight that when Australia stands up for its own interests, it's not siding with the United States over China. It's not a binary choice. And Australia has no interest in containing China. Just briefly, we've just got a minute to the news, Amy. But do you see that as a change of message from Australia and having any desired impact in Beijing?
I do see it as a slight change in message, but I'm not sure it's going to be quite enough. I mean, we're having a lot of trouble balancing diplomacy and economics, or, you know, money and national security with China. We're starting to see small shifts, but China also has to come to the table. I mean, they need to be able to pick up the phone to our ministers, and that's not happening right now. So I think we'll see more of a shift in this direction. Whether it's enough, okay. Who knows?
All right, Amy, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Amy Remikas is political correspondent with The Guardian.